to the Kids Before 6 Advent Podcast.
Welcome to December 16th. Today we're going to be talking about the Lord's Prayer, but before we dig into our material on this journey that we're having to look at God's amazing gifts, I'm going to let my special guests for the day introduce themselves. So go ahead and tell me what your first name and your grade is.
Hi, my name is Annabelle and I'm in sixth grade.
Hi, my name is Sadie and I'm in second grade.
All right, so we have Annabelle and Sadie today and they are going to be leading us in our discussion on the Lord's Prayer. Before we dig into the material, a couple questions for you guys. What are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
I'm looking forward to hanging out with family.
Yep. Is that like, do you guys hang out more at Christmas, or it's just like, oh, it's just a different feel to the way we hang out?
We hang out a little bit more.
Okay. Sadie, how about you? What are you looking forward to?
Presents and family.
Yep, those are good things. Good quality things about Christmas. That's for sure real. All right, so I want you guys just to be thinking about some of the gifts that you have given and received. Annabelle, what is a gift that you have received that you were just like, oh, this is a great gift?
Probably a hoverboard.
A hoverboard, that is a great gift. I'm always nervous about breaking my entire body on it, but it's very fun. Sadie, how about you?
Barbies.
All right. And then what is a gift that you've given someone that you were like super excited to give to them?
I gave my brother a animatronic car.
Oh, I could see him really liking that. How about you, Sadie?
Gave my brother a Hot Wheel car.
Oh, yep. So I'm hearing a theme here. The Grinch, aka Thomas, right? Really enjoys the car scene. I like it. If you guys could see Thomas here, he's been with us today, and you'd be very confused at who it is because it looks like the Grinch has joined us. That's super true. All right. So if you guys could give one gift to the whole world, you have a wand, magic wand, right? You're like, boom, here you go. What would you give everyone in the whole world?
Probably that everyone knows the story of Jesus.
I love it, right? You're like, they have access to it. They get to know about him so they can make a decision for him. Sadie, what do you think?
Church.
Given the church? Yeah. I mean, with those two things, right? They could really hopefully like lift them up, let them know the truth, reorientate them, be good stuff. All right. So as we engage in this conversation, I'm just going to open us in prayer and then we're going to start talking about what this is. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you give us amazing gifts. And just as Jesus' disciples asked him, we ask you today that you would just teach us how to pray, that you teach us to value prayer as a precious gift from you. Pray this in your precious name. Amen. All right, so ladies, I have a question for you. What do you think would happen to the relationship in your family if you never communicated with one another? Never looked at each other, never winked, never spoke any words, never did hand signals, you never communicated. What do you think would happen to your family?
I think we would all drift apart and not be able to know each other and who we are.
Absolutely. Sadie, what do you think? If you never communicated, nothing.
That we would never see each other ever again.
Yeah, right? Well, it'd be really awkward to talk with people if you can't talk with them, right? It's something, yep. So yeah, a sense of drifting. That's a real thing. Conversation and communication is what keeps people like close and connected, sharing their hearts, letting them see who you are, right? All those things. Thinking about everything we lose and miss out on helps us appreciate that one of God's great gifts to his people is prayer. Prayer is simply talking with God, and brilliantly, Jesus himself gave us a model to show us what sort of things praying involves. Let's read from Matthew chapter 6 together, and as we do, point upwards whenever you think the prayer is talking about God. Point at yourself whenever it mentions us. All right, let's take a look at what Jesus said.
This then is how we should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. Our lead is us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Matthew 6, 9 through 13.
All right, so here we see the Lord's Prayer being read in Matthew chapter 6. And just so we're all on the same page, the word hallowed is basically like something that's special. The word debt is means something that I owe someone, and the debtor is the people who haven't paid you yet. And so what name for God is used in the first line of Jesus' prayer?
Our Father in heaven.
Yep. And that's his name, right? Like, that's who he's addressing. Like, are you ever in your house and you're like, Mom, right? Like, you have to let her, well, maybe not Mom, but you have to let the person who you're talking to know, right? Sometimes we can even tell in the tone of our voice, like, who we're talking to in our house. And so this is how Jesus is like, this is who I'm going to talk to. Why is it helpful to begin our prayers by reminding ourselves that God is our loving, caring Father who is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-perfect?
I think because that way you're more open to Him and talking about what you actually need instead of lying.
100%, right? You're like, because if you have like a misconception of like who God is, right, then that affects the way you ask Him for things, the way that you open up to Him, right? Like if you think that He's like really judgmental, right, you'd be like, oh, I probably am not going to tell Him about that, right? You're like, but no, like He's like all loving in that way. God's amazing gift of a relationship with Him comes with the amazing gift of prayer. The Father we're invited to talk to is powerful to answer all of our prayers. And because God is perfect, we can trust He will do it in just the right way. Let's think about what our Father invites us to talk to Him about. What did Jesus' family prayer talk about for the first half? Did it talk about God or did it talk about us?
It talked about God.
And who did Jesus' family prayer talk about for the second half? Me or us?
Us.
That's exactly right. Right? So it's not just talking about me. It's not just talking about you. It's talking about all of us, like we call it corporately, like all together as a grouping. So we start by praying about God and His priorities, and then we pray for ourselves. All right, listen to this, ladies. I want to know if you agree with the following statement, and if you do or don't, explain your answer from the passage we just read. Jesus' prayer isn't about God doing what we want, but it's about us doing what God wants.
Yes.
Yep, okay. Can you explain your answer? What does that mean? Annabelle, maybe help her out a little bit. Why are we praying?
We pray to tell God that we love Him, mm-hmm. and if there's something going on, we can tell Him about it and see if He can try to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, right? We're asking Him to like kind of step in to see our hearts, and part of the reason we're praying in that process is that we're like, okay, and what's going on in my heart? It's not that you're like a magic genie in the bottle that like I'm just like trying to like, you know, in Latin, they're like, do what I say. Nope. It's the fact that there's a relationship going on, and sometimes my heart needs to be changed in the process too. Praising and thinking, asking and apologizing, showing our commitment to one another, these are all important parts of our family conversation. Jesus' prayer teaches us that there's also important parts of our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Now imagine never talking to God. What a precious gift that we would miss out on, right? Can you imagine that? How awkward that would be, right? If you had a big God in heaven, we're shaking our heads yes again, right? Like, we're like, yeah, that would be awkward. You'd be like, oh, you're over there, but I'm here and we're not communicating. It would probably affect your relationship, right? Annabelle, how do you think that would affect your relationship with God if you never talked to Him?
I think that would affect my relationship with God because I wouldn't really know Him. So I would feel really awkward trying to talk to Him.
Oh, that's good. So like when you finally went to talk to Him, right? You'd be like, oh, hey, it's me, Annabelle. We don't really know each other. Yeah. Sadie, what do you think? How do you think it would affect your relationship with God if you never talked to Him?
Because it would be awkward.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Same thing, right? You're both like, I mean, sometimes awkward is awesome, but most of the time awkward can also just be awkward, right? But although at the same time, it's what we do with it. And so ladies, when you pray, do you feel like you're more often thinking about what you want God to do or what God wants you to do? What's your honest answer? What God wants you to do or what you want God to do?
What God wants you to do.
Okay. Annabelle, how about you? What do you think?
I would also say what God wants me to do.
And so how will you use Jesus' model of prayer to help you pray today? Like what did we learn from looking at how He teaches us how to pray?
There's a certain way that we should pray and a certain way that we shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But also you can put your own words into it so you're not like reading something off of paper.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because is that what He wants? Does He want like redundant reading or does He want like what's communication supposed to do? That's like if you talk to your mom and dad every morning, you're like, Mom and Dad, here's my morning reading I read to you, right? It could be helpful to know what to talk about, but it's not you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Annabelle, will you close us in prayer as we close out our podcast today?
Dear God, I thank you for all of the time and effort that people have put into this podcast, and everyone at home listening is staying focused and actually taking in this information, and that we are able to do this and give out to the other people in the church. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us today. We pray that all of our listeners will just learn a little bit more about what it is to communicate and talk to God and what that is to pray. Can you guys close our podcast today by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll be back with you again tomorrow.